Ralphie Radio Show, of course, last night in Los Angeles. The nominations for the 54th Annual Grammy Awards were announced, happening next February. Of course, the awards ceremony will be happening in L.A. as well. A lot of people talking about some of the leaders in the nominations, some of the surprise nominations. We'll actually break it all down right now with Teron Moore, senior editor from Ology.com. Teron, thanks for the time.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
Teron joins me via Google Chat. All right. Kanye West leads all nominees this year for the Grammys with 7 in total. Are you surprised by this or no?
I'm impressed with the sheer number of nominations that he received.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was shafted in so many places, it's very short of a sham. I think he definitely should have got the nod for Album of the Year. I'm not sure what happened there, but you know how the Grammys feel about Kanye West.
Of course. And for that matter, how all award shows feel about Kanye West. And that's the interesting thing about him. As critically acclaimed as the album was, as many copies as the album sold this year, you're right, that is a little interesting that he didn't receive nominations in those specific categories. But yet, the Academy still recognized him by nominating him 7 times. It's a little confusing now.
It's really confusing to have that brilliant of a piece of work not receive nominations, but to get nominations for more trivial things, I thought was a little... I think All of the Lights is fantastic, and I'm impressed with the nominations that it got for that, but I really, really think that the entire package of that album was really deserving of a Grammy if any of his pieces of work were to receive Grammys, because you know 808s and Heartbreaks were shut out as well.
Right.
Just don't give Kanye the proper love.
Two people that definitely received a lot of love from the Academy were Adele and Bruno Mars, are the only two artists to have nominations for all three of the big categories: Album, Record, and Song of the Year. We'll start off with Adele first. At this point, 21's been on the top 5 in the Billboard charts for over 30 consecutive weeks. Nothing with Adele surprises you at this point, right?
I'm very happy that there are so many other nominees who are willing to support and come to the Adele show, because I fully expect Adele to win Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Rap Solo, Most Improved, like Greatest in Class, Best Looking.
Yeah, right.
Like, I expect her to win everything. So I'm totally fine with everyone showing up to the Adele show.
Teron, we'll throw the shoe on the other foot here, because you look at an artist like Bruno Mars, who's also had a very good 2011. It's almost like it's just terrible timing for him. He comes out with this album maybe in any other year, and maybe he's going to take away one of those three awards. But in this instance, going up against the Adele, you're right, he's showing up to her show, right?
Absolutely. And I have to be honest, I slept on Bruno Mars because Just the Way You Are, to me, was a little hokey. It was a little too tailored for radio.
Uh-huh.
But then he came out with Grenade, and he really, really developed. After I took a listen to his album, I realized, you know, how developed he was. And now he's definitely one of my favorites of the year. We ran into him out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's right. We did. I know that there's a connection right there. Of course, Teron and I were both at the VMAs, and on our flight back east, Bruno Mars was also on the red-eye flight. Happened to be on my red-eye flight. And I actually ended up talking to him when we landed, by the way, Teron. He was a cool guy. We're talking with Teron Moore, senior editor from Ology.com, about the Grammy nominations, which came down last night from Los Angeles. A lot of people, too, buzzing about the Best New Artist category. The nominees are The Band, Perry, Bon Iver, J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, and Skrillex. Let's talk about that last artist first. Skrillex is a guy that really has come to be known in 2011 as now a dubstep artist, and that whole movement's another conversation for another time. But what do you make of Skrillex getting that nomination?
I think if you put those 5 up on a table, you definitely sit and you say, one of these things is not like the other. But the Grammys have this, I think, incessant need to always seem cool. And that's not to say that Skrillex isn't deserving. I think it's pretty clear that when you look at what's up there, someone at the table was like, okay, well, we need to throw a wrench in this. We got to seem like we're in with the cool kids. So let's just throw Skrillex up there. I don't think it's undeserved. I think it's a little purposely random. But I do think the whole dubstep and the whole, you know, revival of electronic music, you see how it's invading pop and it's invading hip-hop, it's invading nearly everything.
Well, again, the Grammy nominations are out right now. You can find them online for sure, and the Grammys happening next February in Los Angeles. Teron Moore, senior editor from Ology.com, breaking down the nominations here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Thanks for the 411, sir.
Yep, no problem. Make sure to check out all the Grammy coverage on Ology.com.